friend Susan Noonan. She's such a gossip. Don't ever trust her with anything, Diane. You know what she once told me? And don't ever say anything to anyone because I promised her I wouldn't tell. She told me that her sister was born before her parents were actually married. Isn't that cool?
I helped her out with the groceries.
Oh, you wanted to help her because I had you beat.
Yeah, right.
Come on, I had you by 5 points till the buzzer came home.
I gotta go, Diane. The rents just came in.
No way. Tell me.
Where'd you find me?
Nothing. Get out of there.
Dad, I think you should put a light in outside so we can play basketball at night.
You know, you got a light on your desk so you can do your homework. Don't do that in the house, Darlene. Darlene, set the table.
I'll do it.
Go ahead, Mr. Suck-Up. Nobody buys your goody-goody app.
Mommy buys it.
Hey, you know what, kid? It could be pretty close there Friday night.
No way. Jordan is unstoppable.
I don't know. Things get pretty hairy with Fat Lever at point guard.
Oh, please.
What's a point guard?
Forget it.
Mom, I can't wait to play.
Big game Friday night, baby.
What kind of game?
Basketball, hoops, b-ball.
Pulses race as the towering Chicago Bulls take on the wimpy, sponge-like Denver Nuggets. Be there.
Pay me.
Someone not appreciate basketball?
Well, it's easy. You just slouch on the sofa next to your husband. You watch these guys run up and down the court a couple hundred times. And then it becomes almost hypnotic. You get really bored. You're sitting there thinking, wait a minute, I have no life.
This message was not brought to you by the National Basketball Association.
I think I'm going out with Jimmy on Friday night. Talk about having no life. Yeah, I bet you have some real major plans.
I'm watching the game with Dad.
Ah, the son I never had.
Hey, I'm watching the game too!
Honey, I invited a few of the fellas over Friday night.
Yeah, are you asking me or telling me?
Oh, come on, it's an occasion.
Well, let's break out the Harvey's Bristol Cream, shall we? What time's the kickoff?
Tip-off is at 7 o'clock.
Well, you ain't gonna watch it anyway, Starlene, until you do your homework. Remember, we had this discussion.
Yeah, but this is a Friday night. Since when do I have to do my homework on a Friday night?
Since I got your last report card.
Well, the only homework I'm going to have to do this weekend is to write a stupid poem for English.
Well, you can write a poem.
Yeah, but it has to be stupid.
Oh, knock it off, you guys. Anyways, writing poetry is kind of fun, you know? You get to be creative and expressive.
I don't want to be expressive. I couldn't care less about poetry. I just want to graduate high school so I can get on with my life, so I can get a job and get out of this hellhole town.
But if you could be expressive, what would you say? Hey, how you doing there, Sylvia Plath?
Who's Sylvia Plath?
Oh, she was this brilliant poet, full of passion, angst, and whatever. She inspired quite a few women, like moi.
Uh-oh, what's that?
Well, I was in the garage, and I went through this trunk, and I found all these poems I wrote when I was in school. I thought maybe it'd help you.
Help? You saved me. So which one should I copy?
Hey!
Oh. The sky drips down like dragon's teeth. The earth sighs, bending to my touch. I am melting.
You had to be there.
Yeah, I guess bear must mean Mars.
Well, there's other poems in there that aren't quite so earthy.
Why'd you write these?
Because I wanted to.
Well, I can't write about this kind of stuff.
What do you mean?
Write a poem about something that gives you a happy feeling. For example, a tree, a rainbow, your family.
Well, you can write about whatever you want.
Yeah, as long as it gives me a happy feeling.
Oh, come off it, Darlene. Just because your teacher's a little wet doesn't mean that all poetry stinks. Anyway, poetry is really cool. I loved to write it when I was in school.
Well, yeah, but you were a nerd.
I was not a nerd.
Dad said you were a nerd in school.
Well, consider the source. Anyway, what do you think about these people like, you know, Edie Brickell or Chrissy Hynde or Ricky Lee Jones? You think they're nerds?
I get the point.
So what would make you happy?
I don't know. A tree!
Okay, Deej. You call us when you're ready and we'll come and pick you up. Okay, bud. Yeah, good luck.
Where's he at? At Janet?
Yeah, Janet's mom invited him to stay for dinner. Says he's got to marry Janet. She proposed to him.
Can you blame her? He's got his daddy's charm.
Yeah, and everything else.
Well, you tell yourself whatever you want, Dad. Yeah. Is Darlene out there?
She's doing her homework. It's a theory.
You know, I just don't get it. Writing is something that Darlene could be really, really good at. I mean, she's expressive, you know, she's creative. She has pencils.
Hey, Joey. It's Joey
Al. Joey, what's the word? Are you coming over here to watch the game tomorrow night? Hey, just tell your wife... One second, let me take this in the hall.
So where's you and what's-his-face going on Friday?
Out.
Oh, well, you'll have a real good time. Your daddy and I used to go there all the time.
Are you going to stay here with Dad and watch the game?
Aunt Jackie's coming over.
What are you guys going to do?
Drink beer and shoot at mailboxes.
Cool.
Great. I'll reserve the blue chair for you.
I'll get it.
All right, break it to me gently. How many?
5, 6 tops.
Now, you understand I'm not talking about their IQs. I'm talking about the number of your nasty friends that are going to be in my living room on Friday.
Honey, it's just a couple of friends. We'll be civilized, I promise.
Civilized?
Yeah, this time we'll cook the woolly mammoth before we eat it.
Hello.
Hi, Crystal.
I finally got that eyeshadow you ordered. Violet eyes.
Oh, so that's where you and Jimmy are going, to Vegas.
I'll be right back. I got something for you too, Dan.
Now, Crystal, you know I rarely wear eyeshadow anymore. The boys on the job site give me such guff about it.
Now stop. Here you go.
Ooh, stallion.
You don't need that, Crystal. He already smells like a horse, don't you, honey? What'd you bring me?
Oh, bath beads. Made with real milk.
Well, great. Then when I'm soaking and I get hungry, I'll just add some Cheerios.
Roseanne, I got something I want to read you. It's a poem that Lonnie wrote for school. I just thought you'd get a kick out of it. My Mom, by Lonnie Anderson. My mom thinks about me first and herself last. When I'm getting dressed, she makes me breakfast. She puts me on the bus and combs my hair. And when I'm at school, she isn't there. But she's at home when I get back. For making dinner, she has a knack. It's nice when she puts me in bed because it's late and I'm tired. I love my mom and I'm glad that she's my mom and not somebody else or something. Isn't that the sweetest thing you ever heard?
I think it's great.
Oh, well, it's terrible, but it's just so sweet, isn't it?
It's adorable.
Here you go, Crystal. $3.50, right?
Thank you, honey. So, where's your little poetic genius?
What are you talking about?
Why, Darlene, silly. Didn't you hear yet?
Hear what?
Well, maybe I ought to let Darlene tell you.
Come on, Crystal.
Darlene's poem got picked best in her class. She's going to read it for the school tomorrow night. It's culture night.
You're kidding.
How come Darlene didn't say anything?
I hope I didn't spoil the surprise.
Darlene, will you come down here for a minute? Sweetie! Well, she finally does good in school. She don't even tell us about it.
Probably still in shock.
What?
Look. It's the famous person as a young child.
How come you didn't tell us?
Crystal, you have a big mouth.
Darling, 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 darling.
This is exactly the reason I'm not going to culture night.
What? Are you ashamed of your talent?
No, I'm ashamed of my parents.
Well, so's everybody. It's supposed to be like that.
Mom, I'm not going. You gotta say I'm sick.
But why wouldn't you want to go? I mean, this is your shot. This is like winning the big game.
Mom, you can't make me go. And if you try and make me read my poem in front of the geekoid masses, you'll have to throw a net around me and drag me out of the house like a dead seal. Where are you going?
To get the net. You know, I think you're just being pig-headed about this.
I think you're being pig-headed about it, Roseanne. You know, you're starting to sound like my dad. Work smart, Danny, not hard. Be a salesman. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to push our kids like that.
Well, I don't want to either.
Well, what's the big deal about making Darlene read this stupid poem?
It is called Positive Reinforcement, Dan. You know, just once, if my parents would have ever told me, hey, Roseanne, you're good at that, I might be standing in front of you right now mopping a bigger, more luxurious kitchen. It's wet! Go use the phone in my room. I'm talking to your dad.
I don't need to use the phone.
Oh, let me get that on tape.
You know, I really don't think you should make Darlene go to culture night.
Oh, yeah? And why is that?
Because it's totally geeky. I mean, you know what it's like. There's paintings, a school band, readings and stuff.
Oh, you mean like art?
Yeah, but strictly the bow tie set. I mean, everyone's going to think Darlene's a big suck-up if she goes.
Why, thank you, Ms. Connor. No further questions. You can tell your client she can get herself a new attorney.
So are you going to make her go?
Nobody's making anybody do anything.
Great, I'll tell her.
Becky, mind your own business. If you really want to help out around here, just stay out of it.
Fine, if you don't care about your kids, I guess there's nothing I can do. She didn't buy it, Darlene.
You were terrible.
I'm just getting fed up. We owe it to Darlene to make her do this, and she's doing it.
Oh, that's funny, because I thought Darlene had two parents, and this was a decision that both of them should be involved in.
Well, look, okay, we obviously disagree, and we have to come to some kind of a decision. And one of us is going to be wrong. Now, you just give me the chance to be wrong this time. Look, no matter what we do, we're going to screw our kids up. You let me mess up Darlene, and you can have Beck.
What about DJ?
We'll flip for it.
You know, this whole thing is Miss Miller's fault. If I'd known anyone else was going to see this poem, I never would have written it.
I haven't seen it.
You're not gonna.
No. But I am gonna hear it being read. Live and on stage.
Please, Mom, I'm begging you. I'll clean whatever you want me to clean. I just really, 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 really don't want to do this.
Really?
Come on, Mom. I wrote the poem, okay? I did my assignment. Why can't we just leave it at that?
What are you so afraid of?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Well, you just give me one good reason. You give me the truth, and maybe I won't make you do it.
The truth?
Yeah. You know, the opposite of what you usually tell me.
Truth is, my poem sucks. I wrote it in like 10 minutes. I just blabbed it out on a piece of paper. It's a joke.
Miss Miller doesn't think so.
Well, Miss Miller's an idiot. The only reason she picked my poem is because she thought it would encourage me.
You know, I'm really surprised at you, Darlene. What's everybody going to think if you don't show up?
Who cares what everybody thinks?
Well, if you don't care what everybody thinks, then what are you so afraid of? Dan, come here quick! Darlene's speechless! You gotta see this! You know what I think?
What?
I think you're afraid that your poem really is good. I think you're afraid to let everybody see that you've got a brain, because then they'll expect you to use it.
Yeah, right.
I'm so surprised at you. I mean, your whole life you're running around to take all the credit for everything you've done wrong, and now something really great happens. Don't you want to enjoy it? Don't you want to get up there and take your bow?
No.
Well, fine. You do what you want. I just thought I'd get a little joy out of it, you know? A few goosebumps. I'd be proud of you, but I don't want you to do it just because you think you owe it to me.
Okay, I will.
Oh, but you are doing it.
Why?
Because I'm your mother and I said so.
Oh, that's fair. So what if I freak out? What if I faint and crack my head open on stage?
Well, then everybody will be able to see that you've got a brain.
Get back in time to watch the end of the game.
Oh, I'm sure your daddy will give us his famous highlight speech.
Oh, no.
Oh, hi, Darlene.
Hi, Martin. How you doing?
Well, I'll tell you, Darlene, I'm not really into this high-pressure, high-visibility stuff. I'm really more of a recluse.
You want to get some punch?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, Roseanne, this place still scares me.
Yeah, we better take our seats unless they make us stay after.
Where's Dan?
Yeah, he's boycotting on principle.
So he's home watching the game?
Among other things.
What a bunch of nerds. Joke.
You think I did the right thing, don't you?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I think that she'll probably despise you right now, but you did what you had to do, and besides, she still loves her Aunt Jackie. Away! Away! Why do you stay? Fly away, bird. It looks at me. And still it hops. And hops. And hops. Fly away.
You got a gun on you?
It spreads its wings. And flies away. Away. It does not look back. That's it.
Can you imagine that kid's home life?
Get a load of that, embarrassing your kid in front of the whole school.
Mom did that to me. Drill team tryouts in the eighth grade. She sat up in the bleachers weeping and pulling those stiff used Kleenex out of her bag.
Do you got like a mint or something? My stomach's just kind of, you know.
Oh, Roseanne, you're nervous. Oh, that's so cute.
Shut up.
Thank you so much for that fine rendition. And now, from Miss Miller's seventh grade class, Darlene Connor will read her poem.
To Whom It Concerns, by Darlene Connor. To Whom It Concerns, Darlene's work will be light. It fell on her pancakes and stuck to her plate. To whom it concerns, my mom made me write this. And I'm just a kid, so how could I fight this? To whom it concerns, I lost my assignment. Maybe I'll get lucky. Solitary confinement. To whom it concerns, Darlene's great with a ball, but guys don't watch tomboys when they're cruising the hall. To whom it concerns, I just turned 13. Too short to be quarterback, too plain to be queen. To whom it concerns, I am not made of steel. When I get blindsided, my pain is quite real. I don't mean to squawk, but it really burns. I just thought I'd mention it to whom it concerns.
Ha ha ha.